SBS Radio.
Damien Pigot is a French citizen who arrived in Australia 15 years ago. They are living together with his partner Sandrine Mendy in Tweedheads, New South Wales. Between 2002 and 2013, Damien has used tourist visa, working holiday visa, skilled migration visa, and the last one, the sponsorship migration scheme visa, the one Damien and Sandrine were hoping to have, has just been refused, and they now have less than 10 days to leave the country. 15 years of life spent in Australia with now this question. What happened so they didn't succeed to have the security to have a permanent residency? I am now joined on the phone by Damien Pigot. Damien, bonjour and welcome on SBS Radio.
Bonjour, Johanna.
Damien, can you please start by telling us what visa you were having and why your application was refused?
So the last one was what is called the Skilled Regional Migration Program, where I get sponsorship by the region. So I was supposed to be sponsored by my own shop as a manager, and the region, which is the Richmond area around my place in border New South Wales and Queensland, was supposed to sponsor us as well, but obviously it didn't work out as expected.
Do you know what was the reason?
Well, the region didn't sponsor us because they believed that there was many people who could do my job as a manager of the French cafe with a Breton specialty type of food. So they believed that I wasn't quite unique in my skill. And after the visa has been refused by the Canberra because we didn't meet some criteria, which is the financial capacity to pay the manager for 2 years. $50,000 a year, which was true. So we couldn't reach this criteria, obviously. So we decided after all to request for ministerial intervention.
So after your visa being refused, you decided to send a letter to the Minister for Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, as a request for a ministerial intervention for you, Damien, and your partner, Sandrine Mendy. What happened after that?
While waiting for the ministerial intervention to be processed, what you have to do is you have to apply for some new bridging visa, which is called BVE. Not a new one, but it was for us a new one. Quite precarious type of visa. You have to go through an interview every 2 weeks and they ask where you live. The kind of care that you escape out in a bush. They only give you 2 weeks visa, and every 2 weeks you have to apply and go through the same question again and waiting. And when the ministerial intervention request has been processed, obviously it has been refused.
And in this letter, you are explaining how Australia means so much to you. It's been 15 years since you arrived. Can you tell us more about your story with the country?
Well, it started a while ago. You know, I come from the far west of Brittany in France, and I started surfing. I was quite young. So, you know, when you're 13 years old looking at surf video, you see a lot of Australia, and at the time there was Kira, was one of the best waves, and still is one of the best waves in the world. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to live there. When I was 15, I was, okay, I want to go there. I tried through school exchange, but obviously it was quite expensive. So when I finished my back, I decided to work a bit on the side, not go to university in France, and come here as a tourist. And yeah, from then on, I just grown in Australia.
And during this time, you were completely legal in the country. You had applied to different visas.
Well, you know, at first I was pretty much just a backpacker, but there was no working holiday visa in 2002 when I first arrived. So I had a 6-month tourist visa. Then I applied for student visa for another 6 months. And it was pretty easy going at the time. You know, you were just going to an immigration department office. They were pretty much all over Australia. And I had a friend who came to meet me in 2004, so I just applied for another tourist visa afterwards, and they just gave it to me, and came back in France toward the end of 2004 and tried to settle in, tried to do some going back to school, but yeah, the mind was set on Australia, so I decided to come back in 2006 on working holiday visa. I've done my 2 years of working holiday visa. And after cashing up on those working holiday visa, I went back to the Department of Immigration Office, asked, what can I do to get my residency? Because it was in my head, and they guided me toward a program at the time, so we were now in 2008, and it was a program called Skill Migration something. It was a course made for foreigners to learn some trade and get residency afterwards. So pretty much you pay for your student visa, you pay for the school for 2 years, you do your trade, and you get your residency. Then the law changed. They said, okay, you do your course, you work for 1 year within the industry, and then you get your residency. So which were fair enough. And at the end, they just decided to say, no, you pay for a student visa, you don't get residency out of it. That's pretty much misled. And we were about 3 to 4 months to get our residency, but they changed the law. And we're about thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around Australia who've been affected by this law. So, yeah, I decided to stay and keep being stubborn. And then, yes, after some more visa, that's where I am now.
Do you know how much you spend on visa and to stay in Australia?
I wouldn't have proper number because, you know, you don't really think about it when you do it, otherwise you get depressed. Yeah, just like this, I could easily be $50,000, easy, after 15 years.
Now, in November 2013, you opened a cafe, Three Seas, in Tweed Heads, and you decided to apply for a residency through the Regional Sponsorship Migration Scheme, the 187 visa, which was not granted. You decided not to appeal the decision and instead decided to request a ministerial intervention. Why did you think the minister had reason to consider your request?
Well, you've got some circumstances for ministerial intervention. Obviously, we were ticking the box for the length of time we spend in Australia. Are we part of the Australian community? So we do believe that we match these 2 points. After, do you bring any cultural benefits to the area? Well, I live in northern rivers where there is not much French food. My partner is from African origin as well, so we bring some African culture as well. We do African party, we do French party, we do speciality from Brittany party. We do believe we bring a good cultural benefit to the area and a small economic benefit because it's still a small business. Just imagine running a business without access to capital and in a tough economic area, it's not the easiest job to do, but we're happy, you know, we just do whatever we want, where we want, because we live in Twitter, that's where we want to be, and yeah, we're pretty much happy so far, except from this immigration process.
How do you feel about this refusal, your refusal, especially after the Peter Dutton au pair scandal?
Well, the Peter Dutton au pair scandal is not really, I don't really have any opinion on this one. I don't really want to comment because since the story, there is many things that are trying to push us towards that way. And, I do feel for the two people because, you know, this poor French au pair will get exposed all over the place. And, even though I don't necessarily have the same political view as Peter Dutton, I'm still not here to comment on this and make my, you know, we're just trying to do our own life and we think we deserve to stay. And, yeah, so I think he's got his own trouble on his side and I don't want to add to it.
Well, you have to leave the country by the 1st of October. It's in less than 10 days. How are you preparing that?
How? Mm-hmm. Well, for the time being, we still have the shop open till the 29th of this month because actually I have to cater for a wedding on the 29th. And, I don't want to be a bad guy in a story for not doing the food for this poor guy stressing for his wedding. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to organize a big party as well at the shop, a big get-together party with all customers, friends, everyone who is willing to come about. And after that, we're going to try to get another 2 weeks extension from the BVE, but we'll see with the interview. Because we should be able to get that. And after, you imagine, you have 2 weeks to organize your departure. After 15 years in a country, while you have all the shops to organize, you know. Well, it's going to be a mess. I don't know how it's going to work. But we try for the time being to stay focused on our shop and we'll see on Saturday. If they decide to kick us out, they kick us out. And we got some friends who will organize our stuff here, try to sell what they can. Otherwise, lucky we have some friends around to help us. But it's hard to imagine to move in 2 weeks' time or in 10 days' time while we have all those things organized, you know. I don't know how this is going to work. It's a bit stressful when you think about it. But
do you think of going back to France?
Well, that'll be obviously that's the only place where we got a bit of a root. But, you know, after 15 years, France has changed a lot, mostly where I come from. You know, I used to, when I left, I was still living with my mum, and now my mum is another place. She's not where I come from anymore. So going back to my grandmother, which is 91 years old, well, it's not such it's going to be fun. In a way, you know, if we get back to France, we're going to be with people, you know, who've been waiting for us for ages, a friend, a family, all the love that will be there. But yeah, we have no project for France, so I don't know. We'll probably end up, who knows, I don't know, we'll see. Sandy's origin from Senegal, so we might go to Senegal for a winter because I can't live in a cold. It will hurt me.
Is there any possibility people can help?
Well, to help right now, you can go on a Facebook page of 3C. We put a link for an online petition just today. You can write to David Coleman, the Minister of Citizenship, if you know us, or if you know our story, or if you, you know, feel for us. On the online petition, I've put the letter that I've sent as a request to the previous Minister of Immigration. So it kind of described my story in Australia as well, a bit more than what we just talked about. And and just come at the shop if you're around and have a chat, come have a laugh. You know, we just want to try to take as much as we can for the time being, like about the sun, about the surf, about the people. Just we don't, I know it's sad time and there is a lot of customers that are sad, but it's not the time to be sad. We're still here, so there is still hope. And we got some, because the story has been a bit out of control now. It was supposed to be kind of a local story, and it became pretty much national. And some people, and one guy in particular in Tasmania, is doing something, yeah, he's shaking thing, and he's doing, I feel like he's a Saint Bernard, if you know what I mean. It's crazy. It's overwhelming all this help, so.
Like trying to save the situation.
Well, yeah, trying, because we think we deserve it, and we do believe we deserve it, and we match the request for the ministerial intervention, so we're just trying to figure out what's happening. Now we found out that apparently they refused the ministerial intervention because we didn't use all the legal option on a previous visa, which means, because when we went in court in Sydney at what they call the AAT tribunal, which has refused our visa based on a financial capacity of the business to pay the manager, which was me, for 2 years. Well, the government said that we could have appealed this decision and go to a federal court. But you have to keep in mind that federal court is lots and lots of money, probably around $15,000 to spend. And to appeal the decision of the tribunal, it would have meant that I disagree with them, but I agree with the tribunal. The business doesn't have the financial capacity to match, to pay the manager. But at the end of the day, I'm not the manager, I'm the owner. And many small business owners know that, you know, the last, you pay yourself at last, you know, you pay first the bill, your employee, and then whatever's left you put in your pocket. But, you know, they can't expect me to pay myself $50,000 a year. And I don't need to, actually. You know, it's we eat French every day. We have our saucisson, we have our cheese, we have our bread. Pretty happy with that.
Do you have a message for the Minister of Home Affairs?
To the Minister of Home Affairs and to the Minister of Immigration, well, please reconsider our case. We do feel that we're part of the community. We do feel that we bring something to the community. And at the end of the day, we don't take a dollar out of the country. We don't take anyone's job. We don't take anything from anyone. We're just creating things. And I haven't chosen the easy way. I could have easily get a sponsorship and take someone else's job in a restaurant and get a better wage and working less hours. But I decided to do a different way and make it hard on myself. But at least I don't take anything from anyone. I hope they will reconsider this, and yeah, it would be sad to see another shop close because just this week, not far from my place, there's already two cafes that have closed because of either financial capacity or health. And yeah, it would be sad to see another small shop around, mostly a unique one like ours, to shut.
Let's just as well say that Sandrine Mendy, your partner, is on a de facto visa with you, so she is depending on your situation. Well, Damien, thank you so much for your time.
Merci, Joanna. Much appreciate your help and support.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.